me. Do you have a name for the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time to be ground? Is it,
well,
it's
a wagon load of corn?
Okay, okay. If you went to the grocery store and you came out with 3 bags of groceries and it was just about all you could carry, you say you have a real arm, what?
Armful.
Okay. Sometimes a wagon simply wouldn't carry a full load. You might say he just had a what?
Part of a load.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word jag used for part of a load?
No.
Okay. When a light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. If you carry the washing out, hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
in a clothes basket or a hamper.
Okay. What do you call those metal things that run around a barrel that hold the wooden things in place?
Staves.
Okay. We have another name for these round metal things. Sometimes
well, staves would be the wood, wouldn't it? The sides of the wood would be the staves.
Okay.
I don't know what you would call the metal that wrapped around the barrel to hold it, keep it from coming apart.
Okay, they have the same kind of thing on a basketball basket. You've got the net part, and then there's the rim, which you might call the
hoop.
Okay. And if you fill up a bottle and you wouldn't want the liquid to spill out, you'd put a what in the top?
Cap.
Okay, or what else might you call it?
Stopper.
Okay. If it was a wine bottle, you'd probably put in a...
cork.
Okay. Now, can a cork be made out of anything besides cork? I mean, can it be made out of glass and... would you call
yeah,
it...
yeah, I've seen glass.
Okay.
Corks.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you call them, corks, but I guess they are.
Would you call them cork?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What do you call the little musical instrument that children play? Is it like this?
Well, I probably called them French harp more than anything else, and call them harmonicas.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers and it twangs?
Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and 2 horses, what do you call that piece of wood that runs between the 2 horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And say you have a horse pulling a buggy, and before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the 2 what? Wooden things that stick out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Gosh, it's been so long since I was ever around one of those.
Hey, would you ever call them holes or drafts or fills or thrills or shafts or shafts? Any of those?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. On a wagon wheel, okay, you start with the inside, you got the hub, and then you got spokes. Okay.
And the rim.
Okay, what is the rim, wood or is it metal?
The rim would be made out of wood that the spokes would go in, and sometime it has a metal around the